discussing how the most recent of technologies can impact your life. Danielle, are you a technology person, or are you more of a, do you have technophobia?
Well,
based
on the amount of people I'm exposed to who are not very technologically inclined, if we can say that,
yeah,
I am a tech person. But in comparison to you, I am still there.
Oh, well, we're definitely not doing comparison. I mean, at the very least, if you have a healthy relationship with technology, yeah, then I think that's a very good place to be. Yeah, so we're going to discuss a few things tonight. But before I get into what I have lined up for you, we're going to hand over to Mr. Charles Tutoi and hear what is on his plate.
Welcome back to I Am Live. My name is Charles Tutoi, and this is the part of the program in which we have a discuss on what influence technology has on our lives. And interesting to note that the Elon Musk space service or internet service has launched a new map stating that where they will obviously provide satellite internet into which countries. And I found it incredibly sad to see that South Africa is not listed as one of those countries. In the map that was launched earlier this week, you were able to see where Satlink, if I'm not mistaken, it's called, where the reception will be. And unfortunately, there's this big black spot over a great part of South Africa, meaning that we unfortunately won't be able to access it. Having said that, there's something else that I want to discuss in Tech Radar, and that's the fact that if we have a look at what's currently happening with the fuel price, you might need to dash out a few more Madibas when you go to the fuel pumps, because it seems like the biggest single fuel price hike is on the cards. But that's not what I want to talk about. I know there's various much to do about these things, and there's various reasons for it. But what I do want you to realize is that while you're sitting at home now with your smartphone or with some other device that you're able to browse, have a look at the mass chain stores that surround you and see if it's possible for you to get them to deliver. A while ago, my broadband, that website, this test in which they tested the supermarkets and saying, depending on how far the supermarket is from your house, is it cheaper to have groceries delivered or travel there? And I couldn't believe it, but the results actually were in that it is cheaper to have it delivered, because it's cheaper if you have to have it delivered if you stay more than 7 kilometers from the shopping center, which a lot of us do, right? So if you're using your own car to travel there, then you might need to consider getting them delivered. The same can be said if you make use of public transport. It can become quite not only cumbersome, you making use of public transport, but it is also not that cheap nowadays, and it's going to become more expensive. So that's the first thing that I want to say. Then the second thing that I want to tell you is the fact that there's this TikTok that trended a while ago, earlier this week actually, with a lady that went to certain of the big chain stores and just had that little bit of research with a video in her hand or something in her hand and said, this is the bananas, this is what they cost at this shop, and this is what they cost at that shop and the likes. And the shocking thing, or the shocking conclusion that the TikTok user came to, is the fact that while certain stores might be seen as more elite and more fashionable and more high class, interesting, they weren't that much more expensive. In fact, they were cheaper on certain items. Now, why did I ask you whether you have got your cell phone in your hand? In order for you to actually save money, do some research and see what the various things you are looking for or hoping to purchase with regards to groceries. I'm not talking about big tech or anything like that. Do some research and do an overall. It's going to take you some time, but see if you can't save money by doing a single trip to a single store. Don't drive all the way around town saying that you're going to buy at Checkers, you're going to buy chicken breast because it's cheap, and then you're going to Pick and Pay and buy your groceries or your fruit there because it's cheaper. Do a basic calculation in Excel or whatever. Most cell phones now actually are able to assist you with a budget and a grocery expenditure budget. Do a comparison spreadsheet and see if you can't go to one shop, whether that will actually save you money. And now I want to tell you, don't rule out some of the stores because they might seem high society. They actually do have specials running a lot of the times. And I know one of the things in South Africa, you feel that you've made it. You're no longer part of the middle class when you can do some shopping at Woolies or whatever the case might be. But some of their specials actually are cheaper than what you would pay at ShopRite. Or at Checkers. So do some research with regards to everything that you want to purchase. We need to, unfortunately, turn our money both ways around now before we give it out, because I don't want to speak into depression or call depression upon you, but I know that if you look at the economy and if you look at the fuel price, we will need to start living frugally with the way that we spend with regards to groceries. So that's my 2 cents worth for tech influence for this week.
Shall I take tech influence? Ah, Mr. Charlie Dudoy, bringing us his piece of tech impact this week. So one thing I wanted to talk about is I am not really seeing much of a wave here in South Africa with parents buying their kids Chromebooks. Now, I want to just bring a highlight to just how advanced they're becoming. Now, the thing about Chromebooks is that they're intended to be cheap laptops because of the fact that they don't run any Windows. So it's much like buying a tablet, except everything runs on the internet. So it's cheaper because it doesn't. The reason it's affordable is because it doesn't need to run any powerful processor. So my laptop, for example, would be pricey because it's running a 10th gen Core i5. Other computers go up to Core i7 or Core i9. The higher you go, the more expensive it becomes. But if it doesn't have that, and if it doesn't need any big graphics card on it, then the laptop can be more affordable. So if you have a kid, let's say your kid is the age of 9 or 10 or 11, and then they get older, the more powerful laptops they need. But the younger they are, you can buy them something like a Chromebook where they can, even Microsoft Office is also available on this, so they can write essays at school, they can play very basic games, they can submit assignments, they can send emails, they can have video call conferences or chats if they need to attend a class virtually. And the Chromebook in itself is the beauty of it is the fact that the Chromebook is very, very affordable in comparison to other. Let me actually check what Chromebook goes for here in South Africa, because sometimes, you know, you can see someone saying in America, you hear them say something, it's cheap, the Chromebook is incredibly cheap, and then you look at the price in South African rands and you're like, hold up. You know what I mean? Like, hold up. Yeah, so if we're looking at maybe there's actually different companies, the brands that actually make Chromebooks or support Chromebook. There's Acer, there's Asus, there's HP, and I'm sure there's Dell, there's Lenovo. And they have different, so I'm seeing this one has it's a 14-inch with 4 gig RAM and 32 gig SSD, can you believe it? And most of them are going at 4,000 rands or less, which for a computer we all know these days is a very, very low price. I remember the last laptop I bought at 4,000, it only lasted me 2 years. And then it started acting up, like really, really being very slow. With these Chromebooks, because they're on the internet, the beauty of it is this. Here's the concept. It runs on Google servers. So the idea is, if you own a Chromebook, it is not using the machine that you're using it on. It's using Google's machines that they have built wherever their headquarters or servers are. Mm-hmm. So all you're doing is accessing your computer from their servers. So in terms of if you're accessing a document or you're playing music, everything is happening on the cloud. So it's less requirements from the machine itself to work harder, which allows that machine to not have hectic specs in order for it to perform well. Quite literally, the performance of the laptop will depend on the internet connection that you have. So that's something to consider if you want to get your little one a computer, especially if they're not at that age where you'd want to spend so much that you feel like you've broken the bank. You know what I mean? So definitely do consider that. And yeah, I think I'm definitely not going to mention many. But the one thing I want to talk about is the fact that South Africa needs a solar revolution. We really, really need a solar revolution. I was listening to some of, I mean, Charles is one person who loves touching on stuff like this, but I was listening to how much some people are paying for electricity, and I'm like, that is ridiculous. Like, I mean, Tesla needs to hurry and make their solar panels and battery storages cheap, because we need a solar revolution. Every other home just needs, it's unfortunate that solar panels are so expensive, but it really, really is quite unfortunate. But I really do think, and this is not to make Eskom's work easier, but just to show them that if they don't pull their socks up, you know, we're ready for a plan B, my China. Anyways, that's where we're going to end it. We're going to be coming back very shortly with tonight's discussion right after this.